Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Marvin Gaye by himself, Mary Wells, Rick James, The Four Tops, Brenda Holloway, and Jimmy Ruffin. But first up this half hour, the Isley Brothers, and It's Your Thing right here on Motown.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. If you want me to love you, maybe I'll wait. Believe me, woman, it ain't no big deal. Oh, you need love now, just as bad as I do. Makes me no difference now who you give your thing to. Oh, it's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do now.
Sometimes I think my heart is done trying, and
with Tom Fallon. A Motown memory from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Good Lovin' Ain't Easy to Come By, and they reached number 30 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1969. Before that, the Supremes featuring Diana Ross and Some Things You Never Get Used To, number 30 from 1968. And we start with the Isley Brothers, It's Your Thing on the T-Neck record label, and they reached number 2 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1969, and the Isley Brothers had a total of 80 rhythm and blues hits. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six different Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the fifth such artist this hour, Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing on the Columbia record label. Well, Sexual Healing is a 1982 song, and it was his first single since his exit from his long-term record label Motown earlier in that year, following the release of his album called In My Lifetime. It is listed at number 233 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, a little more background on this song. In the winter of 1981, Marvin Gaye had relocated to Belgium following the end of a European tour, as he had financial difficulties with the Internal Revenue Service of the United States, and the end of his second marriage was forthcoming. Well, while in Belgium, Marvin began to curb his drug use and recover from his depression, as he partaked in Belgium's beautiful beaches. He also began cutting ties with his long-term record label Motown, following the release of the album In My Lifetime, because it was an album that Marvin thought was not finished yet. He declared that he would never record with the label ever again after he accused Motown of betraying his creativity. Well, here is Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing, right here on Motown Man.
Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
With You and I, that reached number 13 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1978. That was his first charting 45 and his biggest hit. He had a total of 12 charting 45s altogether in the United States. Before that, Mary Wells on The One Who Really Loves You, number 8 in the United States Pop Charts and number 2 in the United States Rhythm and Blues Charts of 1962. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing, number 3 from 1982 in the Columbia record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after left the Motown record label. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 5 such artists. Here comes the 6th with the 4 Tops and Keeper of the Castle, right here on Motown Memories.
You don't believe what the good ones say. You're gonna strike out now and
away.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Some
Jimmy Ruffin with What's Become of the Broken Hearted. That was his first of 8 charting 45s, and that song reached number 7 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1966. Before that, Brenda Holloway, You've Made Me So Very Happy. She co-wrote that song with her sister Patrice. That song reached number 39 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1967. Blood, Sweat, and Tears had a much bigger hit in 1969, where they had it reaching number 2. And we started with the Four Tops on the Dunhill ABC record label, Keeper of the Castle, and they reached number 10 from 1972. This hour, we featured 6 Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.